Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast. We have the topic of good and bad drivers and an occasional story about road rage. We do have some stories, and we want to hear from you as well. But we have two or three short stories here coming in from folks, and we'll get to them in a little bit. We all know that traveling can be an exciting, enriching experience, but unfortunately, it can also be filled with moments of frustration and annoyance, especially when it comes to dealing with rude drivers on the road. I really do look forward to hearing from you folks out there. I really do want this podcast to pretty much be run by you and my listeners out there. A lot of interaction out there. That'd be awesome. That's my goal anyway. But back to the driving, because whether you're traveling in a car, bus, or train, there's always seemed to be someone that just can't seem to follow the rules or show common courtesy to others on the road or anywhere else for that matter. All of you've encountered drivers, especially the ones that cut you off, refuse to use their turn signals, tailgate you for no reason. Is it enough to make your blood boil? Well, sometimes I think that it's a safety thing for some of these folks that are driving behind you. They feel safer by sucking right in behind you. I was headed to town during a winter storm a few years back, and it was mostly a blizzard. The roads are really slick. The snow is fairly deep. And I had a car follow me into town right on my bumper. And all of a sudden, just as we were getting to town, I see his headlights fade back, turn sideways, and poof, nothing but white. Almost like a video game, semi-slow motion. But, well, you can't drive for other people, and they need to understand that just because they suck it up right behind you doesn't mean that you're going to save them. Everybody's rig's different, everybody's skills are different. So, keeping that in mind, if you're one of those people that feel like you need to get right up on somebody, it may be more trouble than you want to get into, because if they make a mistake, you're going down with them. So instead of dwelling on the negative, we want to hear from you, our listeners, about experiences with rude drivers and traveling. Then, like I say, I just kind of like you guys to pretty much be the show. Say, have you ever been on the road or a road trip and encounter a driver who made the journey more stressful for you than it needed to be? Or have been on a train or bus even and witnessed a passenger being rude to a driver or other passengers? We want to hear all that. We want to hear the good and the bad and the ugly. Whatever you see out there on the highways or in town, your backcountry roads, there's always a story. You can't go to town without something happening. We do a lot of traveling in the summertime for motocross, which is the MX, the DNT MX. And that's why our logo looks like that. And we do have a nice motocross track here at the house. But doing in all these travels, we see these cars upside down on the highway and everything and see all these things happening. And I thought, well, you know what? Let's make a podcast about that. That's kind of, you know, people just love to vent about other drivers. It's constantly going on. So if any of you are interested in motocross and our travels, doing a little racing them dirt bikes, hit me up, let me know. I'd be glad to get into some of that also. Now let's not forget about the good drivers out there. We know there's more negative than good. But for every rude driver, there's also probably a kind something. There's the drivers that let you merge into the lane. Actually let you merge in, wave you through at a stop sign, or simply give a friendly smile on the road and a wave. Out here on these country roads, that's usually the case. Maybe you have a heartwarming story about a kind driver who helped you out when you were in a tough spot while traveling. Or maybe even want to give a shout out to a bus or a train driver who always goes above and beyond to make their passengers feel safer and more comfortable. Whatever it might be, you've all have encountered this stuff and every day. Well, we want to hear from you about these moments of kindness and positivity on the road or otherwise. As far as that goes, you don't see much of it anywhere anymore. Traveling can be a stressful experience, and having to deal with rude drivers out there on the road. But let's not forget that we all have the power to make someone's travel experience a little bit better, whether it's your own or the guy next to you. Or whether it's following the rules or simply showing kindness to your fellow travelers, it can make a really positive difference. And you all know it's really refreshing when somebody's real nice all of a sudden out there. It's almost shocking sometimes. So listeners, we want to hear from you, your stories about the bad and the good. So let's use this platform to shed a little light on the good and bad experiences that we all have traveling, and hopefully we can learn from each other's stories. Now that we've laid out the foundation for this podcast, we can get to stories. We do have some stories, and there's no name on any of these. However, if you want your name on the show next to your story, we'd certainly be glad to give you credit for that. Okay, let's get to our first message here. It says, as I was driving down the road minding my own business on the highway, suddenly a car cut me off without any warning. I honked my horn in frustration, but the driver just flipped me off and continued weaving in and out of traffic. The reckless driving not only put me in danger, but also the drivers around us. I couldn't help but think, why do some people have such little regard for others on the road? I could have only hoped karma would catch up with them eventually. Yeah, there's nothing new about that. You've all seen people weaving in and out, and you know, with all that driving and ducking in and out of traffic, it's all for nothing, because a lot of time when you get to the next light or down the road a ways, they're just barely still in front of you. So a little something to be said for timing. Just judge your distance and drive accordingly, and you'll get there just as fast as the wackos. Okay, we thank you for that story. Looks like we have a rager. Looks like this next story is a little closer to a road rage situation. The writer writes, it was stuck in traffic on the daily commute when a car behind me started honking aggressively. I tried to ignore it, but they continued to tailgate me and flash their lights. I could feel my heart racing as they swerved around me, yelling obscenities out of their window. I couldn't believe how angry they were over a few minutes of delay. As they sped off, I couldn't help but feel relieved that I didn't have to deal with their road rage any longer. Well, if you were held up in traffic just like everybody else, it certainly wasn't your fault. So other than you never know what people might do, I wouldn't worry too much about that, because it is what it is. Yeah, I'd like to get somebody in here next to me, and we could do a little chatting about some of these things and their stories, but it is winter time here in Montana, and the roads are slick, and it's cold, and it's about to get a whole lot colder. Looking on the news last night, looks like it's going to get well below zero. And they're talking about wind chill factors of, I don't know, 40 below or something like that, maybe even worse. It was quite a bit. Depending on what area you live in, makes a difference too. Now, the wind chill factors, I never worried about wind chill. You know, which is it? Is it this degree or is it this degree? No. If I'm standing outside naked, then the windshield's going to have a factor. Now, if you're dumb enough to go outside when it's that cold naked, then you're definitely going to feel that windshield factor. Yeah, I probably would. Got to bring in a few sticks of wood for the fire. Now, that isn't really worth getting dressed for, is it? See, when it gets that cold, everything you touch, especially if it's metal, stings. And that's something up here in this kind of country, too. When it gets that cold, you kind of want to carry stuff in your vehicle that may save your life if you get stuck, because it is deadly cold in this country. We have another story for you here. And this is a kinder one. Actually, a nice guy story. We'll see a whole lot of that. But as I was driving on a rainy night when my car suddenly broke down on the side of the road. As I sat there feeling frustrated and helpless, a car pulled up behind me. I was hesitant at first, but the driver got out and asked if I needed help. They ended up not only giving me a ride to the nearest gas station, but also helped me fix my car. Wonder what was wrong with that. That kind of hard to do nowadays. I was grateful for their kindness and couldn't believe how lucky I was to have encountered such a generous stranger. Well, yeah, that doesn't happen a whole lot. A lot of times people just blow by you and let you sit there. And sometimes it's kind of rightly so. I mean, if you pull over to help somebody or give them a ride, you just don't know who they are nowadays. So, yeah, I'm glad everything turned out for the best. And as far as nobody ever, you know, wanting to drive or move around in this country, or maybe I'm just thinking maybe I could set something up and get somebody to call in. That ought to work pretty good. Yeah, we got another one here about a parking lot incident. And the writer writes, I was circling the parking lot, searching for a spot when I saw a car backing out of a space. I patiently waited for them to leave, but suddenly another car zoomed in and took the spot. I couldn't believe the audacity of the driver. As I glared at them, they just shrugged and walked away. I couldn't help but think that some people have no regard for common courtesy or respect. You know, I will have to say that's never happened to me, at least not up close, when I've gone around a row of cars to come back around. Another one slipped in there and took a spot, but I can't remember a time when they've ever done it right in front of me, but it happens. You know, I've seen it happen, so really not a whole lot that you can do about it, I guess. Okay, we got another nice guy. This one says, I was driving down an empty highway in the middle of the night when my tire blew out. I pulled over to the side of the road, feeling kind of panicky and alone because I don't know how to change the tire. But to my surprise, a car pulled up behind me and a stranger offered me help. He not only changed my tire, but also followed me to the nearest gas station to make sure I was safe. I was touched by the selflessness and couldn't thank him enough for his kindness. That was lucky. If I were you, I'd learn how to change them tires and practice changing the tires and make sure you know where everything is and how it works, even in the dark, so you don't have to spend a whole lot of time worrying about it, trying to figure it out. There are some good people left out there, believe it or not. Looks like we have another tailgater story here. I was driving on a two-lane road when a car started tailgating me. Despite me going the speed limit, I could feel their impatience and frustration through their aggressive honking and flashing lights. I tried to stay calm, but their constant tailgating made me nervous, and I ended up pulling over to let them pass. As they zoomed by, I couldn't help but feel frustrated by their rude and dangerous behavior. I certainly understand that. That does happen a lot. I like to go usually about 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. But there are people that, well, even at that, catch up to you and tailgate you all the way to town or wherever you're going. No, a lot of them, you try to let them by. Most of the time, they don't even go by. They just run right up behind you and stay there if you're only two rigs on the road. You also find a lot of them that do get past you, and once they get up front, they decide they don't really want to go that fast. So, the next thing you know, you're having to pay attention so you don't run into them. Now, I'd like to thank everybody that sent in their stories. Really appreciate it. And feel free to elaborate. Get into detail. Let's just get these stories laid out and learn from each other and enjoy the stories and tales and hear about things that are happening out there on the road. So, hey, have you ever been taken advantage of? I mean, like, businesses, individuals, have you not got paid for things that you've done for an individual, or even these car companies and their bogus warranties? The warranties are only what they decide it's going to be. They are some of the worst. I'm thinking about kind of offshooting off this podcast as well on a lot of those stories about you being taken advantage of, because I know there's a lot of that out there. And people, company, whatever, owes you money, supposed to do something for you, and they just disappear. Car dealers do that. They have a routine they put you through, and gone. Once you get through that routine, get to the end of it, they don't answer the phone, they don't call you, they just disappear. And that's the corporation. So let me know what you think, and we might get into some of that as well. Say we were talking a little bit ago about how cold it is up here in Montana and whatnot, and you should keep things in your vehicle to keep you alive, warmth, food, water, all that kind of stuff, in case you get stuck somewhere. But also, if you got a vehicle that's just sitting outside, machinery or whatever it is you got, go out and keep a tender on it. Keep that battery charged. Fire it up. Move it around a little bit. Especially when the cold weather's coming, keep that battery up. This cold weather will just eat your battery really fast. I was just out here a little bit ago, fired up the Sprinter van that we use for motos, moto van we call it, and also the tractor that I use on our track. Fired them up and let them warm up, moved them around a little bit, make sure the batteries are good and charged with this big cold snap that's about to hit us. So anyway, take care. About time to wrap this up, and I thank you for tuning in, and we can't wait to hear from you. So safe travels. Take care out there. Stay warm.